It must have given President Bush a deja vu sensation on Thursday in Bratislava when a member of the Russian press pool rose during his joint press conference with President Putin to challenge the idea that Russia doesn't have a free press.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
The idea of planted questions is not unknown in the White House. James Guckert, a.k.a. Jeff Gannon, with questionable journalistic credentials, was favored with a White House pass so that he could ask questions friendly to the administration. When the president is a proud, born-again Christian, one expects a high order of ethical behavior. And yet conservative columnist Armstrong Williams accepted $240,000 in Education Department money to say nice things about the administration's education program, and columnist Maggie Gallagher a more modest $21,500 for boosting the president's marriage initiative. And several non-journalists were paid to imitate TV reporters plugging government programs. If the White House is sometimes guilty of questionable behavior, so are some of his friends. Doug Weed, a former minister of the Assemblies of God, had advised the first President Bush on relations with evangelical Christians. Between 1998 and 2000, he secretly taped long conversations with the young George Bush as he weighed running for president. Recently, to promote a book, Weed released long excerpts from the tape to the New York Times and on television. There was no real hot news in it. Bush made an indirect reference to having smoked marijuana. There is a long discussion of the political benefits of Bush's religious faith. If President Bush blew up at this betrayal by a religious friend, there is no record of it. A White House spokesman said mildly that the president thought he was talking to a friend. Weed said he would stop distributing the tapes. The wonder is what kind of religious values Weed had that enabled him to betray his friend, the born-again president. This is Daniel Shore.